as we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you're about to listen to a message by Pastor Prince Laye. Pastor Prince Laye is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
I want to close the chapter on what we have been doing in our month of fruitfulness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want you to pay rapt attention to me in the next few minutes. We were looking throughout the month about that my house may be filled. That my house may be filled. And we took our reading from Luke chapter 14, verse 16. All the way to 23. Let's read. We are reading from 16 all through to 23. Verse 16 said, "Thus said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and invited many. And he sent his servant at supper time to go and bring them, those who have been invited, and to tell them, come, for it is ready. All things are ready." Verse 18, "And they all with one agreement began to make excuses. The first one said, I have bought a land and I must go and check it out. The second person said, I have bought oxen, articulators and trucks, so I have to go and test them. At night.
Then
I have to go and test them. And then the third person also said, I have married a beautiful wife and I have 1 year of honeymoon. Let me go and enjoy first. Afterwards, I will come." And so he also gave excuses. And then the Bible says in verse 21, "So the servant came and told his master all these things. Then the master of the house became very angry and said to his servant, go out quickly. Don't delay at all. If those who have invited won't come, go out quickly to the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in the poor. Bring in the lame. Bring the blind. Bring those that were not invited initially." And the servant said, "Lord, it is done according to your command." Clap your hands for the Lord. But he added, "Even though we've gone to bring them, the blind, the lame, the lamb, even though we've gone to bring them, we can still see room. We can still see there is still some empty chairs. That means there is more room." And so he said to them,
verse 23,
"And the Lord said unto the servant, oh, is that so? Go out then into the highways and the hedges and compel them, force them to come in, that my house may be filled." Tell someone that God wants the church to be filled. Tell someone God wants the church to be filled.
Amen.
God wants this church to be filled. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together for Jesus. So now,
We were looking at secrets that are unveiled in this passage. And we said number one secret is that God expects many souls to be brought into the kingdom of heaven. And therefore he constructed it large enough for the numbers and has invited many, not a few. And then we also saw that the great invitation of souls into the kingdom of God, it is a special responsibility which has been given to the servants of God who are the children of God. So every child of God here, you are expected by God to invite people to the church. Unbelievers out there cannot invite people here. People of different faith in different religions cannot bring people here. The only group of people who can invite others to this church can only be Christians. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your hands together for the Lord. So tell the one by your side that you are the reason why the church is not yet tell the person who din confirm mienu pe ana ba ko pempo ba ha ubo unsa hai na ba yema. Last week I invited you by unsa hai yema eman kofo jinejina ho. And now, unkwa free fee by and oza hanyama. It kwanya nyami fee by a mano, a yen man was a tomb safre afrofroka. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Then, number three, we saw that all things are now ready for the salvation of humanity and the end of this world. All things are ready for the coming of Jesus. We saw the signs. We saw the signs of the coming of Jesus. All the famine, the earthquakes, the disobedience of children. We saw the homosexuality and lesbianism. All the signs that Jesus spoke about, that there will be gross betrayal and persecution, that nations will rise against
us.
All these are evident and they are very clear that we are at the end of the world, and therefore you and I must be ready because Jesus will be coming anytime soon. Clap your hands for the Lord.
Amen.
Tell the one by your side, Jesus will be coming soon, and ask, are you ready? Are you ready? Jesus will be coming.
Yes, ever.
You can't pray to postpone it. You only have to be ready. Clap your hands for the Lord. And so today, I want to continue with number
four.
In the next few minutes. Number four. Secret in that passage that my house may be filled. Number four, people who do not want to serve God always have excuses. People who do not want to serve God always have
excuses.
You yourself, imagine those days when you didn't want to serve God. You realize that you have reasons why. Those days you didn't want to go to church. You had reasons why. Those days that you didn't want to go to anybody's church. You had reasons why. People who do not want to come to this church. Some of them also have reasons. When you go to pray, some of you went to follow up on your souls. How many of you, your souls didn't come? You went to follow up, but still they didn't come. You tried to bring somebody who served you. Yes, mommy has made a. Yes. Do you know why? Didn't the person say something. Oh, maybe I have stomach upset. They have called me. Someone was telling me outside that they want to pick it. So he so said they have called, he's going to Tema or something. Hey! Somebody said the soul said, oh, your friend a Juma be. Wapay Juma check. Da unya a Juma ni a sorry time. Namia dum wenye Juma sorry time. Shy. And so he won't come. See, these are excuses. Amen. And every one of us, we used to give excuses. As for me, I'll not go to a church that I'm older than. It used to be your excuse. That for you, it is either Roman Catholic or Methodist or Presbyterian. You will not go to a church that you are older than the church. Are they preaching a Bible you are older than? The Bible the man of God is you. Are you older than that Bible?
Hey!
But it used to be your excuse. And some of you, your excuse was like, if you were in the days of Jesus, would have done it to Jesus. Your behavior was like the Pharisees. Do you know the behavior of the Pharisees? They said Jesus was too young to be their pastor. So they said, look at us, we have long beard. You, this 30 years old carpenter. And that was some of you, your excuse. I will never go to a church, I'm older than the pastor. So you see, if Jesus came today, you would have rejected Jesus. Because you will be older than Jesus. Jesus was just like me. That's why a lot of people didn't accept him. When he started praying, he was 30 years. You know, so what I'm trying to say is that I know you are older than me, but that was how Jesus was when he came on earth. And today, check all the big churches. The pastors, they started the church when they were in their 20s. ICGC, the man is now about to be 60 years. He's about celebrating 60 years birthday or so. Reverend Steve Mensah, Bishop Ajinan Sare, Archbishop Duncan William, they are all, that means that they started the church when they were in their lighthouse. They all started when they were in their 20s. You see, so now about 30 years after, you see how big the churches have become. Now, 30 years from now, I'll be the name people will be talking about.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, that one, you don't need to say amen or not. It is coming through. Life and colored. Hey! Yeah. Today, look at the Royal House Chapel.
She Royal House.
Look at Dr. Lawrence Tete. Look at all those people. They started when they were young. You see? But today, they are flying all over the world. Yeah. You see, so, you see, you are only blessed because you were part of that. When I began, you were part. So you see, in the future, you don't need to struggle to find us for any kind of help because you were there when we started. Do you understand? Tell somebody, stay in this church. It is the next big church that will happen in Ghana. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Sit down. Say excuses. Listen to me. Even if you are older than me, what does it mean? It's older than you. What does it mean? It's older than you. The Holy Spirit in me is older than
you.
When I went to Sasepe in the Volta region, I prayed, and the chief of the town, he was blind. He has been blind for years. In fact, when we went there to do the crusade, they told us that our chief is blind. And the chief is an old man. Far older than me. Almost 80 and blind. We have the video here. He has never seen for over 20 years. He has been a blind man. Everybody knows him that the chief of this town is a blind man. And I prayed. And his eyes opened. And the whole village started jumping about. Yeah. I prayed for old men. They were cripples and they started
walking.
I prayed for old men who were crippled and they
started walking.
So you are older than me, but what is in me is what you need, not my age. Tell somebody what is in pastor.
I said, yeah, what pastor
is what you need, not his age. So don't let people tell you, oh yeah, Nakasomo. Oh, Nakasomo, I'm a somewhere nice boy. Come like what is in him is bigger than what is in. Clap your hands for the Lord. Sit down, sit down. Say excuses. Say excuses. When people don't want to come to church, they'll give excuses. They'll say all these things. The pastor is young, the church is young. One of the excuses they say, I don't go to one man church. How many of you have heard that one before? And some of you used to say that. Oh, I know. Some of you used to say, me yeah, one man church. Now, I want you to name a two-man church for me. Tell me, which church is a two-man church? Which church? Just tell me a church that is a two-man church. Presby was started by one man. Before it became what it became. Methodist was started by one man. He cried, everybody knows his name, John Wesley. Today they are everywhere. Catholic, it started from the days of the apostles, before he came. Jesus was the one who came. How many Jesus came? So Christianity, is it two man religion or one man religion? Oh, answer me. How many Jesus came? There was a council of Jesus's. We had a board of Jesus's.
No.
Come on. So if Christianity is one man, why can't you join a one man church? So when they tell you that you are part of a one-man church, ask them, I can open Tico say, no, you are J. James McKeon, you start, hello. Hello, McKeon, I'm a 10, I'm a starting. Hello, I'm a 4, I'm a starting. Domokome, you start in the Pentecost. Danny Ebachon, the Pentecost we have today. One day, one will be shaken. Amen. Do you understand? So every church was once a one-man church. Every church started as one man. But after you train more pastors and you start more branches, and you see that now the church will be everywhere. And then now you say it's not a one-man church. But every church, apostolic, then CAC, they all started with one. ICGC, light, everything, one. It God always calls one person. And then he will send him. God didn't call two Moses. He called one Moses. And he started with him. Before he had to train other people. So as of now, in this our church, we have shepherds, over 30 shepherds. That I'm training. They have been coming to your house. Where are the shepherds? Get up and listen. We have shepherds. All these are leaders. They are in Bible school. All these people.
You see.
They are in Bible school. All these people. So very, very soon, we are going to have branches all over. And your church will no longer be a one-man church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sit down. Currently, as I'm talking to you now, we started one of our branches in Ashaman. That's my Ashaman pastor. Yes. We do church on Wednesdays and Fridays at Ashaman.
Yeah, sorry, Wednesdays, not Fridays. Ashaman.
So very soon, I'll be going there to launch it on Sunday.
Are
you listening to me? Sit down. Shh, don't go and tell anybody. It's a secret I've told you. By the time those who are marking, checking me, by the time they realize we have 30 churches, they will know. It will be a secret. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So very soon, you two... When you travel to US, you see rescue. When you travel everywhere, and then you say, oh, it's not a one-man church. Yeah. So we are not a one-man church. We are starting one, but we are not one man. There are some of them in pastoral school. How many of you are in pastoral school? Some of them, they are already in pastoral. They are pastors. I'm training them pastoral. Some are down. Women are part. So, this church has a future. Sit down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so God has just brought you very early so that you too you can be a pastor here. You too you can be a director over this. You can be chairman of this. You can be a board chairman. You can be a board member. You can be a powerful positions in the future. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Say excuses. People who do not want to serve God or come when they are invited, they give excuses. Some are seemingly genuine. Some are seemingly, it's like as if it is true. It's like, oh, me, you see, it's like it's true. Some too, they are made up stories. They are not true at all. So some can be true, but some they are not true at all. Hallelujah. Even those ones that are true, they could have done something about it. It's like someone who is going for a visa, even when he or she has a running stomach, he will put on pampers and go for the visa. But for him to come to church, my stomach. So it is true that the stomach, but the thing is, they just don't want to come. If they want to go to work, they can go. When it rains, a lot of you go to work. But when it rains on Sunday, and we say, come to church, it is raining. It is true, it is raining. But you just don't want to come. That's why we are using that one. So genuine excuses. Luke chapter 14 verse 18.
Luke 14 verse 18.
Where we read. He said, and they all with one consent began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of land. I can't come to the party. I bought a piece of land. And I am going to check it. Now let me ask you a question. How many of you, when you buy a land, you go to check the land at night? And you make a question. Oh, talk to me. And the party the man threw was at supper.
Now party no yena and you cry.
At night.
And you mure.
But somebody was saying that I'm going to check my land. Do you see the thing? True, maybe he might have bought a land. But enumeni ko checki sa sa sini ye enumere. Do we check land at night? But that was the excuse. So the guy said, I can't come. I'm going to check my land. 9 p.m. You are going to check your land. That's the excuses they give you always. It looks like it's true, but there's something wrong with it. And then the other person said, I pray. The other person said, and another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, articulators, machines. So I pray you, have me excuse. Now, how many of you, when you buy machines, industrial machines, or you buy a car, you want to only go and check it at midnight or night? Adi asano na uko check car na since a car ni e fine, uko check articulator na u machine awa tono. And you may not check machines. It is to be catch out the old me mba o party. And you may it's answer what on machine or check here. Not just a ban on peso better. That was what was going on here. Amen.
Amen.
Today I'm just talking to you about excuses. A lot of you were given, even this morning, you gave us excuses. Excuses.
Oh, my excuses.
And then the last person and another said, I've married a wife. And therefore, I cannot come. I've married a wife. Now, after you marry, on that day, are you not supposed to have a party? Don't you call it reception? Good. So if I've organized the party, I'm paying for everything. And I said, instead of going to waste your money, just come fresh with your wife. And come and just enjoy yourself. We'll even sing for you and celebrate you. Would you rather take advantage of my party? So that you rather say, hey, my friend, let's just go and eat for them. Why? Let's go and eat for them. For you to come and then eat with your wife. But rather you gave the party people an excuse that you can't come because of your wife. Meanwhile, this would have favored your marriage. So you see that there is something wrong with the excuse. So all the three excuses that were given, there were problems with the excuse. They really were not authentic. There were secret reasons why they won't come. They were only making excuses. Now, these excuses can be categorized.
Excuses we want to be brain.
It can be family related excuses. He said, I've married a wife.
Oh, my worry,
that means my wife, my children, my mother, my father. A lot of people can't serve God. God has invited you. Become born again. Come to this church. Let us prepare for heaven. Let us escape hell. Like what we saw last week. But a lot of people are giving excuses to God because of their family. They have a certain girlfriend. They have a certain boyfriend. They know they are not ready to stop. They have maybe some connection to something. Or maybe because of my father. My father wants me to cook every Sunday morning, so I can't come to church. My mother. My mother said I should take care of this for him and take care of that for him. So I cannot come to church. You see, family related issues. And a lot of people, when you are bringing them to church, or when God is inviting them to come and do something for him, one of the problems they have is their family. Say family. Either wife, children, mother, father, family. So make sure your family don't become an excuse. That's why when Jesus saw the multitude following him, he turned back and said, if you want to be my follower, then you must hate your mother and hate your father, your wife, your children, and in fact yourself, before you can follow me. Why? Because your family can be the reason why you won't go to church, why you won't serve God. You will choose to do things for them when even God doesn't like it. I know people who are sleeping with certain men because their mother asked them to do it and bring money. I know someone, the mother told her that if you don't accept to sleep with the boss, then you get a job. You get a job. If you want to get a job, accept it. That's what the mother told the daughter. Wow. Say family. Your family can stop you from serving God. Some of you, when you were coming, instead of coming, maybe you had a call from family. Me uncle friend me to me call. Me to me back next week. See, people have excuses because of family. The other category has to do with wealth, money, properties. One of the guys said, I'm going to look at my land. That's a property. Another said, I bought oxen, machines, cars. So that becomes property. You see, so because of the property, he said he can't go to church. A lot of people cannot serve God because of money, because of property, because of what they will eat, the cares of this world. As I'm speaking now, some of you are still thinking, how will I survive if I should leave this sugar daddy? How will I survive? He's the one who gives me money. He's the one who supports me. How will I survive? Now, your excuse is wealth. Survivor. Looking for money. Why do I break up with him? He's my financier, my bank. Why do I leave her? I'm staying in her house, so pastor. In fact, that's where I'm coming to church from. And I'm thinking of stopping the church because when I come, you preach too much. Like, it's affecting my relationship. I'm thinking of stopping the church. So as I'm preaching now, because you are staying in a room with a girl, and you are not married, you feel uncomfortable. You are actually thinking of stopping the church so that you can have a place to sleep and continue with your love affair. But this is the reason why you won't make it to
heaven.
Excuses. Ask yourself, why can't I serve God? As you are seated, just ask yourself, why am I struggling to be born again? Why am I still struggling? You realize that it's connected to either family or connected to something well. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I know ladies who have to sleep with men just because they pay their school fees. Throughout school years. And when we invited them to church, some of them honestly tell you that, Prince, I don't think I'm ready. Because if I say I'll be a Christian, I have to do it well. And that sugar boy is the one paying the fees. Because of that, I can't. And truly today, they didn't accept Jesus. So the reason why people don't accept Jesus and become born again and they are going to miss heaven is because something is sweet for them. They can't stop the sweetness. What they drink is sweet. What they eat is sweet. They enjoy what they do. Their feelings are very strong. I've married a wife. Emotional excuses. Emotional. Feelings. A lot of you want to actually stop church because of feelings. Hey, so should I leave this guy? I love him, oh
pastor.
You know he's not born again. And you are fornicating with him. You are having sex without marriage. Yet you're having sex with him. So when you come to a good church like this, you'll be hearing such stuff. So very soon you will not feel like coming. Your excuse is emotional. May the Lord help you. I said, may the Lord help you. Lift up and say, Lord, help me. Some of you open your shop Sunday morning. So why are you not going to church? As for this area, they don't buy. The only day they buy is Sunday morning. Yeah, I know a woman who says that. The only day they buy from her is Sunday morning. And so when you go to invite her to church, you say, oh, pastor, I wish to come. But as for this area, Sunday and upon your toad, Mr. Nwana, I'm the church bills. She will never come to church because of money. Say financial excuse. May the Lord help you. Ask the one by you, which one is your excuse? Which one? I said ask. Which one is your excuse? Is it related to your family member? Is it related to your school? Is it related to your job? Is it related to your feelings? Is it related to some ambition? Clap your hands for Jesus. Do you understand what I'm preaching today? I'm talking about excuses. Number five reason why people will not come to church or will not come to Christ when they are invited. Which is one of the secrets I saw there. Number five of the secret over there is that the house of God can only be filled by the application of force. The house of God can only be filled by the application of force. Why? Because of number 4. People will give you excuse. So if you are not forceful as a child of God, if you are not forceful, you cannot win any soul for the Lord. Because people will give excuse. So you have to apply force. If persuasion fails, So if we persuade them to come to Christ and they are not coming, we must force them to church. Force them to Christ. Clap your hands for the Lord. How many of you believe it's good to force people to come to church? It's good. I said, oh no, you don't need to force people. It's good to force people. Some of you, your parents had to force you to go to school. Today you are a doctor. Today you are an accountant. And you are very happy. But when you were young, you didn't like school. They had to chase you with the cane. They had to chase you. I remember when I was at Achimota, I was with one of my aunties. My auntie would chase me along the Apenkwan Road with a cane. Because I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go. So I'll be crying. Then when I see her coming, I'll run small. When I see her, I'll be crying. Yeah. I see her coming, I'll run small. But today, I can brag. I'm an intellectual. I'm a graduate from the university. I've studied to this. I'm not a pastor. I can do what I want. I can also brag. But someone had to force me to start it. Before today, I'm enjoying it. So today, I thank that woman who forced me when I was very young to go to school. If she had left me and not beaten me, I would have been a kubolo boy. And I will not go to school. And by now, I'll be struggling. And I would have blamed my mother and father. And I would have blamed everybody that they didn't send me to school. But I'll forget that I was the one who didn't like nursery and kindergarten. Amen. So do you see that it is good to force people? Some of you, when your children are refusing to do something, you say, leave him. Leave him. He says he doesn't like it. But you know it is the best choice. Instead of you to force the child to do the right thing, you are saying, leave him, he doesn't like it. When I was young, I used to write with left and play football with my left. I was a lefty. I used to write with left. And for some reason, they left me like that. I was just writing. But when I went for holidays at my grandma's place, she would take a big stick and will stand on you. Use your right hand. Call in a drone. I'll be using Abeku that's left. Akabeku any Akeninejron. They should beat me. So it's either I run. We were two. One is called Nyama. Nyama will run, but I was a very cool guy. So I will run. I will do the thing. Then they were beating me. Today I can run with my right. But if they did not like, I'll be greeting all of you with my left. And you say, you will not like it. But someone had to force
me.
So sometimes force your children to do the right thing. You understand? They may not like it. But in the future, they will thank you. You see the way I'm thanking those people today? They will thank you. Force them to do the right thing. Once you know it is the right thing, force them to do it. Force them to do the right thing. So when you are bringing people to church, or you are inviting people into the kingdom of God, don't expect that when you say, let's go to the house of the Lord, the person says, yes, fantastic idea, I'm going with you. No. Don't expect that one. They'll give you the categories of excuses. They'll give you all the excuses. But you have to force them. You have to tell them that, no, my brother, you need to go to church today. I don't have a dress. Don't worry. I'll get you a dress. I don't have this. Don't worry. Okay, I want to do. You can do it. I have to wash the whole week. I went to work, and even Saturday. And so Sunday morning, I want. No. You can't wash on Sunday. Rather, when we close church, then you go and wash. We will close by 11. We are out. You see, anything they say, look for something to say. I said what? Anything they say as an excuse. Why is it? Somebody can tell me. I've been called by my mother. My mother said I should come and then do something. Then I'll ask the person. Wait. Fine, your mother has called you, so today you can't come to church. Now, when you go to where your mother has called you around 11, will it be a problem? And the person will think, I say, oh no, I can go after. I said, hey, then you have to come to church. You see, but if I just listen, say, hey, you know, I'm going, say, oh, is that so? Oh, okay, next week, okay, next week. No, say no. You see, Jesus has sent you as his children. Go and invite people. They will give you an excuse. Is the devil actually changing their mind? Some of them, they will promise you again before, oh, I'll come. Then in the morning when they pick, hello, I have headache.
Oh, me see me yo.
And they start coughing. You see, meanwhile, when it is after 10, they will go and do something else, even with their cough. So you have to tell, oh, come to church. My pastor is anointed. He will pray for you. You will receive healing. When you even come to church, the service alone, the Holy Spirit can touch you and heal you. In fact, I also have money here. I can even buy you some drugs. It's like by force, you have to bring the person. Convince the person. Tell somebody, convince people for Jesus. Are you not a Christian? A Christian convinces others for Jesus. Bible says that because we know how hell is, knowing the anger of the Lord, we persuade men. In other words, we beg men. Knowing how, that's why last week I wanted you to have a knowledge of it. So that you can beg your brother to come to church. So that you can cry for your mother to come to church. So that you can cry on your father for him to come to church. Because you know where the person will end up. You know there is a hell. And you know there is a heaven. They don't know. They are giving you excuses. But you must force them. You must anakazo them. That's what the Bible uses the word anakazo. It is called forcefulness. The meaning is forcefulness. You have to force somebody. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Every excuse they give you, look for an answer for it. Hello, have you heard me? Oh, hello, talk. Have you heard me?
Oh, what?
Yeah. Haven't you seen sales agents? Maybe selling Tigo credit or selling Vodafone SIM card, or some of them, they are selling some cosmetic products. When you say, oh, I don't have money today, oh, change. Metiswama. If as you are going, they are chasing you. Have you seen it? As you are going, like, pastor will be saying, they will chase you. They will chase you. Who defiled me for her? Who can say, oh, and I'm Casa? No, okay, oh, yeah, Jack, Casa, yeah, Mama, Casa. Aye! One day, Lady Big chase me or circle around where they sell the phones, that overhead. Oh, she was working, these insurance people.
No, yeah, insurance.
They suffer. And the lady, when I was passing by,
let me check.
When I got there, the lady, hello.
I said, hello.
So as a pastor, I became confused. Maybe she knows me. Because a lot of people, when you meet me, you call me, I don't know you. So I've learned to smile, even if I don't remember you. Yes, I'll pretend like I know you, but I don't remember your face. But I do that because people get angry when they realize that you couldn't recognize them. But you are many. I can't know everybody's face. That's why you have shepherds who come to you. So gradually I'll get to know the rest of you. But you see, when they meet me in town, hello pastor, and I have to pretend like I know you. Hello. Oh, how are you? Hope you are fine. I didn't see you in church the other day. Then if the person goes, oh, I was in that. Oh, is that so? Is that so? Okay. If the person doesn't come to church, the person say, yes, I travel. He says, oh, next time come. This Sunday, I'll look out for you. When you come, come. And then, what did you say your name was? I just asked that, not because you have told me your name, but I don't want you to feel bad I don't know you. Okay? Now, this lady came to me.
By way,
I said, hello.
Hello.
So I got confused. I don't know anybody. But I remembered you were a pastor. The person who know you. And when I was in the university, so I was popular because I was a whole president and into politics. So people knew me. So some people know, you are from KNS. I said, yeah. So I have to pretend I know everybody. Then this lady came. Then now she started talking. So I said, do you know me from where? I decided to ask. She said, oh no, I don't know you, but I just want to introduce a product to you. I said, I will black your name. Then I stood. I said, oh please, I'm in a hurry. When you're going to preach, don't know they tell you that you're in a hurry. Oh, Pastor, me too. No, I can't take a car. Pastor, my way. Pastor, me the me back. So I was doing that to the lady. Oh, Charlie, I'm not. Then she said, no, please wait. Hey, she just, I crossed the road. She crossed the road. Hey, she followed me. Talking. After, so I now gave up. I saw that girl enforced me, so I gave up, and I started listening. They preaching me about no need home time. Then I told her, thank you. You have done a very good job. But do you know, which church do you attend? Then she said, oh, I attend, blah, 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 blah. Then she told me. Then she told her, I told her that, what do you do there? She said, oh, no, I don't do anything there. I said, you are a disgrace to God. I said, look at the way you can force me to buy something I don't need. I don't need it. You are forcing me. Go and join evangelism group, quick. I told him, go and join evangelism group. Because only the way now you, only the way now honey, only the way now I market honey. You know how to talk. Look at the way you have forced me. I've stood there to listen to you about 10 minutes. And in church, you are doing nothing. That's the same gifts you need.
Yes, I do.
Say forcefulness. When the person is going, chase the person. Talk to the person. I carry water for people. I've gone ironing for people. I wait. One day I went to iron, carried water, iron, polished shoe, did everything. When the person finished, then the person finished wearing the dress, and then the person received their call. I can Ibaniba Chasho. He's a spinner. Ibaniba Chasho, somewhere. So when the person finished dressing and came out with the dress and everything that I've sent, and finished, then the person told me that, Imbrai Chamia Keshi. In my chasho, yeah, but next week, oh no. And the person used that dress and everything to go and try the show, but I ironed it. I polished it. I did everything. As I was going back, by then I wasn't here, I was in another church. As I was going back, in me, fool. And some of you've been through it, isn't it? You've got to wait for someone. When the person finished, the person went to a different place, didn't come with you. Say force. Say use force. Use force. That is what he said over here. Luke 14:23. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them in that my house will be filled. That means the house can only be filled if we compel by force. If we compel by force. So that the church will be filled. Next week, when you are coming,
sorry,
I'm not to come. Come to be filled, sis. Say, now upe umpe u. You're quite sorry. Say force. Yes, I've done that to someone before. I've done that. Sat in his house. I said, Ole loko, o toss me chong menele nke buba wabi. Koya miuya. That is how we get people to God. Jesus said that there are people who follow you, but for the house of God to be filled, force them. Force the other group. The other group, they won't come. They have excuses. Force them. Go and bring them. Sit, walk with them. Hold their hands. Bring them. One day when they enter into heaven, they will look for you. And they will say, thank you. Thank you for forcing me here. Thank you for forcing me here. Thank you for forcing me here.
Yeah.
Listen, one day people will see you in heaven. Oh, when they meet you in heaven, may they thank you. Like the way I always thank the people who helped me in life. But they have to force me. You too, you have to make people thank you in heaven. Force that brother of yours. He won't listen when you advise him. Force him. Force that wife of yours. Force that uncle of yours. Force that friend of yours. Force that brother of yours. When you do soft talking, he's not listening. Force him now. Say, we are going. Anything the person says, look for something else. Whatever the person says, look for something else. Say forcefulness. Jude 1 verse 23. Jude 1:23. He said, others That means that there are some people, when you talk to them, they will come. Oh, there are some of the souls. I just preach to you. Say, oh, I will come tomorrow. And true to their words, they came. I didn't struggle. I didn't even go to pick them. But there are other souls. I have to use this strategy. Let's all read. One, go. And others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. Don't wait for them to come. Grab their hands and drag them out of the fire. For others, everybody say others. For others to join us here, we have to grab them and force them and drag them. Save them with fear, because you know where they are going to end up. Save them with ayemshishie. Save them with compassion. Save them. Drag them. Force them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A lot of you are only good in forcing people to do things you want. But when it comes to church, you don't want to force people. Oh, Jessica, borrowing. When you are asking for something, you will force the person. Oh, you give it to, I'll give it to you 2 days time. 3 days. The person will say, I don't. You will force
her.
But when it comes to God, we don't force. Bible says that for others, snatching them from the fire. Save them, drag them, pull them, force them. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Number 6. Mystery or hidden secret. Every human being has a soul and must be saved from hell. Luke 14:21. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to the servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring the poor, the lame, the crippled. In other words, if those special people, they won't come. The poor are there. They too, they have soul. The blind are there. They too, they have soul. Those who are cripples are there. They too, they have soul. In other words, a soul is a soul. And it's precious to God. Blind or with open eyes, a soul is a soul. Yellow or black, a soul is a soul. Tall or cute, a soul is a soul. Fat or slim, a soul is a soul. Go and bring them. From today, everybody on your WhatsApp phone, I'm telling you, they have souls. One day when they die, they are going to a place. Everybody in your house, they are all having souls. I'm telling you, all the people you sit in a car with, they all have souls. And my father, I can't get a soul. All those people have souls. So why can't you preach to them? Why can't you invite them? Why can't you look for them? Your mother has a soul. Your father has a soul. When they die, they will either go to hell or heaven. Your friends have souls. Your classmates have souls. Your friends at the office, they have souls. What are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? Should they all die and go to hell? Are you that wicked? You are WhatsApping with them, but you want them to go to hell. Are you that wicked? You take money from your father, you want him to go to hell. Are you that wicked? A soul is a soul. And it's precious to God. Tell the one by you, I am a soul. And you are a soul. And they are souls. Let's bring them to God. Clap your hands for the Lord. Finally, our obedience to the command of soul winning must be prompt with urgency. Verse 22. Our obedience. He said, and the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou commanded. It is done. Quickly they did it. When they were sent, quickly they did it. As God is sending us today, to our friends, to our neighbors, to our family members, let our response be quick. Our response should be quick. Yes, Lord. It is done. Yes, Lord. I've talked to him. Yes, Lord. I've invited him. Yes, Lord. I'm going to wait and bring him to church. Go and wait and bring someone to church. Go to the house of the person 5:30 and help the person to get ready and come by 8. Say yes, Lord. It is done. Oh, say yes, Lord. Shout yes, Lord. I can't hear you. Shout yes, Lord. It is done. Clap your 2 hands together for the Lord. 1 Samuel 21:8 says, for the king's business must be done urgently. The king's business must be done urgently. The king's business must be done urgently. That means when God sends you, don't delay. As you are living here, next week you are coming with your soul. Say, I'm coming with my soul. Or say, I'm coming with another soul. I'll go and work on them throughout this week. Visit them, call them, pray with them, beg them, cry on them, give them what they need. Whether they need money, whatever. Last week I had to pay transportation of someone, give the person offering and everything before the person came in and out. Before the person came to church, you have to do it. You have to do it. You have to buy things for people. You have to help people. You have to go and wash for them so that they will come to church. Say force. Oh, say force. Go and force your aunties. Go and force your daughters, your children, your sons. Go and force people. The king's business must be done with urgency. Hallelujah. Clap your 2 hands together. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Pastor Prince Laye. If you have been blessed by this message but have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko. For more information, please call 054-324-8982 or 024-1372-895. God richly bless you.